Okay, so I've been joined by Miss Christiana Addo, home manager for Osu Children's Home. Let me speak to you about Kofi's situation here. Kofi, according to some people, is not a happy man or a happy boy. So, since I've been joined by Miss Christiana Addo, who happens to be the mother to Kofi, in quotes here, let me speak to you, madam, please. How are you doing?
By his grace, I'm doing good.
Okay. How is your son Kofi doing?
Kofi, my son, is doing well. He's doing very, very fine. Kofi came to Osu Children's Home on the eve of 12 May 2019, accompanied by the grandmother, one Victoria Mansa Mensa, a paternal uncle, Enoch Mensa, who said he was a pastor. A rep of the ministry, and then the driver accompanied Kofi to the home to be admitted. Since then, Kofi is stable, doing well, health-wise, socially. He plays, mingle with the other children. You don't find Kofi recoiling. Kofi is a happy child. And he plays, he does have virtually everything with his peers in the very house that he finds himself.
Okay. So,
he eats well. We serve good food here. We are able to cook. We cook wache with egg and the sauce bean, shito, jollof rice and chicken, benku and okra stew. At times, we cook with hot pepper for the other children, with fried fish. At times, they prefer that. But the little ones, we give them gravy to go with the banku. If it's the banku, it's not with either soup or the okra, and we are preparing the hot pepper. We give the little ones gravy to go with. And then indomie with vegetables, rice with vegetables, or stew, or mutu, think of what, and kinky. So almost our normal food, the staple food that we eat at home, we serve the children likewise.
How about Kofi going to school? Is Kofi going to school? And then, according to Minister, processes are under which to take Kofi out of the children's home. Can you brief us on that too?
Yes. Kofi, right from the date of admission, the following day he was enrolled to our preschool. That's the only school that we have on the compound here. And Kofi, per his age, was sent to the preschool so that he doesn't stay at home. Minister has arranged for a limp to be provided for Kofi, and a measurement has been taken, and so we're waiting earnestly for return. I believe that as soon as it comes, Kofi will be taken out of this place.
What would be your word to Ghanaians who feel Kofi is not safe?
Why must Ghanaians think Kofi is not safe? There are a lot of children here who are like Kofi, I mean, in terms of age. and they are growing well. We have, apart from the nutritious food that we serve them, where we give them good shelter, we clothe them well, we have, in terms of health, we have nurses here who attend to them. We have, even under the tree, we have some nurses screening them. And we have an ongoing workshop to train staff on good nutrition and what have you, all to equip or inform staff as in how to give them a better care. So just as every child is benefiting from the good care from our caregivers, equally Kofi is also not left out. Okay. And Kofi is happy, and when you see Kofi, there's no sign that tells someone that Kofi is not a happy boy.
In your last statement, you said Kofi was brought here by his uncle and then a grandmother. Have they been here to visit him since he was brought here?
Not at all. They've never been here.
And have you been in contact? And have you called them? Do you have your contact? Do you call them to ask when they'll be coming to visit their son? Or is it not a normal thing for them to come and see Kofi once a while?
We wanted to make a follow-up to know where the Kofi, background. Mm. So we visited the father's place, but unfortunately we met his absence. Although we're directed that he goes to farm and he stays there till night before he comes back with his stepmother. So we couldn't chance on any of them. And we believe that they feel Kofi is okay here. Therefore, they don't see the need to visit. And once our Honorable Minister Imam is taking good care of Kofi through us, we believe they are also comfortable that Kofi is in safe hands. That is why they are not visiting.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome.